The Traveler's Journal, December 3rd. Riding rickshaws. People have been pulling carts for millennia. Surprisingly, however, it wasn't until 1870 that an English missionary living in Japan perfected the idea when he invented the jinriksha, or human-powered vehicle. Though the basic concepts of a rickshaw had been conceived centuries earlier, its actualization required considerable technology, the development of steel frames, rubber wheels, and relatively smooth roads. Basically, a rickshaw is a bench mounted between two large wheels. When pulled by a runner balanced between two long poles, rickshaws represent a vast improvement in efficiency over sedan chairs, which had to be carried by two strong men. Inexpensive to build and operate, they were an immediate hit. A decade after the first rickshaw began rolling, Japan had more than 150,000 of them. Rickshaws appeared quickly in other Asian cities, from French Indochina to British India, everywhere with local variations of design and cosmetics. In Hong Kong, Singapore, Beijing, and Rangoon, rickshaws and subsequent bicycle-driven variations became essential elements in city life and local color. The vehicles became an ubiquitous image of the Orient in film and fiction. Battalions of pullers came to comprise labor constituencies that eventually wielded significant civic influence. The gasoline engine has driven rickshaws from most Asian cities, though in some places they're still used to transport tourists. To document this unique history and disappearing culture, Lonely Planet Publications has produced Chasing Rickshaws, that paints a colorful, insightful portrait of a truly unique way of getting from here to there. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.